Before we start this episode, we'd like to thank our sponsors. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of The Hollows at Noon. I'm your host, Liam Noonan.
And I'm returning from hiatus. I am the co-host, Rocky Hollows, the ultimate baddie.
And today we want to talk about politics.
Boy, do we have a whole episode for you today.
In our hiatus, a lot of stuff's happened. The Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, which is total bull.
There you go. Finally getting use out of the button.
Yeah.
But we do have good news regarding that situation, and that is that they have to return it to the power of the state, which means that select states will still have abortions. Here in New York, Planned Parenthood is still full swing because you know how it be in those middle, like, mid-country Alabama-type situations. If you're getting in, like, Alabama by your big brother or whatever, and you have a pregnancy at age 11, well, in Alabama, or actually not Alabama, maybe Texas, I'd say. In Texas, you're but here in New York, you're absolutely welcome.
You're fine.
They need to have, like, stuff like that in Alabama. No offense if you're listening from Alabama, but you know the stereotypes. You're gonna with your sister in the back of a pickup truck. I'm sorry.
It's crazy that, you know, these white people,
white supremacists,
they get to decide whether or not a woman should have, like, rights.
I'm going to stop right here because, not the recording, but, like, I'm just going to stop you right there because, first of all, since when is it okay for a man to tell a woman that he has the f***ing right to her own rights up to her own body? Like, that's absolutely bullshit. Like, what in the world kind of dumpster fire is this country in right now? Like, and that's only the first wrong thing that happened that came out of 2022. There's more. There's more to this show. Okay. That's just the first part. Like, but yeah, if you're in, like, at least half of our states, most likely, I'm probably wrong about this, but maybe a kind of close.
Like 16 states.
16 out of the 50 states still have the rights, right? Or is it the other way?
16 states are introducing bans to abortions. I think like 4% are considering it. The rest are all protected.
Okay, so out of 50, only 16 banned abortions permanently. And please, for the love of God, carry pepper spray on you because you're definitely going to need it.
Yeah.
Texas. But yeah.
You know, at the moment I found out, I was driving home from work. I told my mom, and she was like, holy.
Yeah. And on an unrelated note, like a few days later, I was actually marching in the New York City World Pride Parade for 2022. Mm-hmm. And you could actually see me on WABC7. I was marching with iHeartRadio and our float had international pop sensation Netta on it. Lining the streets, there were so many, like, pro Roe v. Wade, like, protesters saying, basically saying, since when do you have the f***ing right to my body? I'm a woman. And I'm just like, I'm high-fiving. I was the one high-fiving all of them because I'm just like, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You should have learned this in kindergarten. Like, you don't know what the other person's been through.
Literally. Like, how are you going to tell some knocked up 10-year-old that she cannot get rid of a baby she will never be able to? She'll probably die while trying to, like, having to push it out. Like,
yeah, and
what in the world kind of logic is that?
There's some people who want to have babies but can't. Or
fertilization problems.
People who want to have babies but die during childbirth, or the pregnancy has gone wrong and it's now an ectopic pregnancy, and it threatens the effing life out of the woman.
It's disgraceful, honestly. It's the most one of the most disgraceful things that they've ever did. And guess what was next in the chopping block?
Gay marriage.
Yeah, and I know Liam is straight, so that's okay. But yeah, that would have impacted me and my boyfriend, Jesse, who just totally rocked a recital at Carnegie Hall. So congratulations to Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, Clarence Thomas didn't get very far, because before the Republicans took office in the seats or whatever,
mm-hmm,
they actually passed the Respect for Marriage Act, which now protects us federally, right? Am I right about this?
Yeah.
Which is good, because this is 2023 now. You homophobes. Whatever happened to separation? Here's a good point. Whatever happened to separation of church from states? Why is it suddenly like, who's bribing the U.S. government to be like, oh my god, the sanctity of marriage, oh my god, protect the babies. But I'm sorry, do you want your 10-year, I'm sorry, Christian conservative parents, do you want your 10-year-olds to be victims of rape and like not be able to like push out like kids? Mm-hmm. Like, that is way too far. Like,
yeah. Or
no, it's messed up.
Or if you force the person to give birth, and then like years later that child dies because some guy just wanted to mow them down. Wanted to mow a couple teachers down because of the gay agenda.
Ugh.
Quote unquote.
I'm sorry, but seriously, separation of church and state as well as school. Like, I'm sorry, but... So I don't actually know. I'm not sorry about how I feel. Like, no one's sexualizing kids. Can we talk about the drag queen situation? What is wrong with people? You have people dying of gun violence, of mass shootings, but the
natural
problem,
disasters.
And yet here the problem is drag queens. What the kind of messed up logic is that? Seriously, like, what is our government on? What drugs are they on?
You know, they're just people wanting to read to your kids.
Yeah, literally there's no sexualization. There is no, absolutely no lingerie involved. They're in pretty, pretty princess dresses with nice, fabulous wigs, similar to Hannah Montana. And this is a problem. How? They're just reading storybooks to your kids. Like, I swear, they think that drag story time for children is unsafe. The only unsafe thing in this situation are the most toxic Christianity, like, there's the toxic Christianity and all its people who support toxic Christianity showing up with guns and trying to shoot your kids. Like, that's the only unsafe thing is you and your stupid toxic Christian heathens showing up with guns ready to I didn't say it. I stopped myself. We're good. To fucking shoot down the mother drag queen. Like, that's so, so dumb. But then again, this is America. I'm not really surprised anymore.
Yeah.
I'm starting to become an anti-American American. Anti-America American. And it's really sad. The second they with my marriage rights, with my boyfriends, this place, I'm literally just gonna apply for European citizenship and move to Sweden. I don't care. Like, yeah, land of the free my ass hole. Literally.
So, that just doesn't make any sense.
You know, should we also mention the recent Donald Trump, whatever, like, serious anti-trans and anti-LGBT thing, where he says he literally wants to exterminate them?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, how are you, do you really think that in a world, in 2023, being more politically correct than it was, where you cannot say the N-word, where you cannot, where without getting canceled, and when you can't even be discriminated against anti, you know, the anti-LGBT and anti-trans, like, you can't preach that like, you're gonna get canceled, and Trump has already been canceled multiple times. How do you think you're gonna absolutely win this election if you're going off being transphobic, being homophobic? Do you really think you're gonna win this thing, you know? You're not gonna win, and if this country does re-elect this orange face, this is just gonna prove how dumb and deranged America really is. What drug is this country on now?
I mean,
because at this point, I'm pretty sure they're overdosing on cocaine.
I mean, nowadays, he's kind of not as popular.
No, he's absolutely f***ing pathetic.
Yeah, but there's a new Republican challenger.
Oh, no.
You know,
here we go.
You know how, like, in Nintendo, when they announce, like, new characters going to enter the Smash Bros. Universe?
They disappoint everyone by not announcing Waluigi. That's disgraceful. Nobody cares about whoever the last one was. I don't care, really. We wanted freaking Waluigi, and we got some motherfucker with a blade. Yeah, we needed that. Sure, that's what we needed. I'd still replace Lucina with Yandere-chan of the Yandere Simulators franchise.
So the new challenger that's joining the battle is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
No, that guy. Him that after the Don't Say Gay bill and all this crap, like, both of these motherfuckers are never gonna get reelected and never gonna get fucking elected.
I mean,
no, everybody hates DeSantis.
Yeah, everybody does, Florida. But you know, he's gaining popularity in, like, the Trump circles.
Ay, Dios mío. They're going to have a field day deciding between which dictator they want to rule this mother wasteland called America.
Back when the Republicans won the House, the Senate, they were voting to see if Donald Trump could run the Senate and Ron DeSantis become the Republican nominee.
I swear to God.
So it.
My blood is boiling thinking about either of them running office. It just makes my blood boil.
It doesn't make sense. Like,
it makes there's no logic behind any of this. It's just ridiculous at this point. This is why you don't want Rocky Hollows on politics, because I'll be the one person to be like, what is wrong with all of you? Like, the only good thing to come out of any part of the Trump era of America was the market was okay and the gas prices weren't astronomical.
Yeah.
Other than that, it was a show. Like, how are you going to be the number one mother on, like, Twitter egging on Kim Jong-un? Like, is that really a good idea to do with the crazy man with freaking nuclear missile launch codes? Are you deranged? What drugs are you on, sir? You know, besides inhaling spray tanner. Let's be real, he probably doesn't, and that's why he's so motherfucking stupid. Dumb?
So, according to the New York Times, a year ago, Mr. Biden delivered his first State of the Union speech amid the initial Russian assault on Ukraine. That conflict has evolved into a grinding war that remains a pressing foreign policy issue.
It's depressing, if anything.
Yeah. He's also dealing with escalating tension from China, mass migration across Latin and South America, food instability, high energy prices, and global natural disasters fueled in part by climate change.
Speaking of China, what was with that Chinese spy balloon thing? What is the story here? I'm reading all about this, and I have no idea what the heck this is. And yet, here I know about, like, the other stuff. That's more
Chinese
relevant to the elderly. We're, like, looking this up because I'm like, what is happening, guys?
Yeah.
What's the story here? Literally.
So, it was a surveillance balloon. That it was also not the first spy balloon from China that detected passing over the United States.
Really not over New York City.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna say, America's big. You have to, not as big as, like, most other countries, like Russia, but, like, you have a lot of ground to cover. There's no way you can do it in just one balloon. Which actually kind of makes sense. The first one they actually detected. And I've seen the memes. I literally just saw one of Ed, Edd n Eddy, like, an Ed, Edd n Eddy related meme relating to it on TikTok recently. But speaking of which, if you really want to spy on America, China, TikTok, you know? None of us really care. We just want it for the entertainment.
Like, they were labeled an unidentified aerial phenomena, which is basically the UFOs. But just recently, they were reclassified as Chinese spy balloons. So yeah, that balloon was shot down.
Can I just say something about this real quick?
Yeah.
While I'm on the subject?
Yeah.
Notice how it went all the way across from Alaska, all the way down to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. If you knew about this, why didn't you do anything before it got complete surveillance over going all the way across this country? Why took you so long? Seriously, like, it went all the way across us before mm-hmm. somebody even noticed it and shot it down.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, they already got away with it, basically. They got away scot-free and before anyone noticed, before anyone shot it down. Nobody noticed it, so now, if anything, they have everything they need.
Yeah.
So it's already too late. What took you so long, you motherfucker? Stupid morons, like.
But yeah, the Chinese government confirmed that there was a second surveillance balloon floating over Latin America and the Caribbean, adding it was for civilian purposes.
What? I'm sorry. What do you mean surveillance purposes?
That just doesn't make any sense.
What do you mean by civilian purposes? Wait, what do you mean though?
It doesn't. They don't say.
I'll bet. Maybe they're planning something apocalyptic. Maybe. God, not just mother. Knocking on the wood on my wood dresser. Literally knocking on wood. Like, seriously, just leave us alone.
Yeah.
Just want to live. Prosper and do our own thing.
Yep. Back to the State of the Union. The New York Times article, which I'll link in the description, they said that with employers adding jobs at a robust rate and unemployment falling to its lowest level since 1969, Mr. Biden will also argue that his administration successfully navigated the country out of the economic crash that was caused by the pandemic.
I don't think so. The gas station around the corner from my house is still like over $4
per gallon. But they've been getting low.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
Other than in a town other than the one that's six towns over from me. Which ironically is the one I go to the most.
town I live in. But polls indicate that many voters citing financial hardships and inflation rate that still exceeds historical averages do not agree with them. And economists say that a recession is still possible, especially if Republicans follow through on their threats to reject and increase the debt limit. So, I don't know. We'll have to see what he actually says during his speech later today. So, future me, edit in parts where clips of something important that you think is happening. Something important that you think Joe Biden said.
True.
But that's for the YouTube version of this. Probably not going to edit that into
YouTube is a lost cause. That's just me.
Into the audio version.
Yeah.
Since we touched on this, well, definitely touched on this earlier in the show, but polls show that most Americans disagree with the court's decision to end the federal right to abortion, and that more people now identify abortion or a woman's rights as issues they want the government to prioritize. The Biden administration had issued executive orders to attempt to protect abortion access, but without the support of Congress, the president has little recourse to stop Republican-controlled states from putting the bans into effect. Wait, hold up. I think the president has the right to veto. He has the right to the effing executive order. So why doesn't he use that to protect abortion? Abortion rights groups also won all six ballot measures on abortion across the country last year. And the issue helped Democrats fend off the red wave in the midterm elections that Republicans expected. So that's great. In Pennsylvania, for example, where Democrats took control of the state legislature, voters said that abortion rights ranked first among their concerns, above the economy. This is important, that we should protect women's rights, that they even rank above the economy. 12 states have banned abortion, so we were off by about four. With only limited exceptions, and Georgia banned it after 6 weeks of pregnancy, when many women do not know that they are pregnant. That's two menstrual cycles. Well, actually, a menstrual cycle and a half. Doctors say that increased criminalization of abortion has restricted their ability to care for patients with wanted but complicated pregnancies, too. So if the woman wants the pregnancy and it turned into an ectopic pregnancy, what the are they to do?
This country is a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Absolute dumpster fire.
Sorry.
Not really.
Not really, though. Get effed.
Get real. Let's be real for a minute.
Let's hope the baby comes out okay.
Probably won't, though.
Probably.
Nah, I feel like this is going to lead to, unfortunately, it's good, the fact that they were just like, oh, this is the problem. It's going to probably lead to a lot of miscarriages, unfortunately.
Yeah, and a lot of women, they can't really afford to go out of state to get the abortion or to get the procedure done.
Yeah.
Because we don't have like affordable health care.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
So they have to deal with the healthcare companies, the healthcare insurance companies, who would probably make their rates skyrocket. Or many people are only protected via their jobs.
If you have a good job.
If you have a good job.
Or a job in general.
So what's going to happen if that person gets fired because they have to take like a week off to go out of state, get the abortion, and then get the procedure done, and they would have to stay for a couple days so that they recover properly.
Yeah, and how much time are they actually going to give you? For instance, I don't think, in reality, I don't really think that... Like, you'd have to have a really, really high-up job, so only, like, the higher class would be, like, protected by this, in a way.
Yeah.
You're not retaliated against. You always could have, like, really bad, like, management. You never know.
Especially since, like, the federal minimum wage is still $7 an hour. Mm. Many people can't even really afford their rent for the month.
Literally.
And
unless you have like 7 roommates, other than that, like,
yeah,
good luck. Like an episode of Friends would probably get you there, but not really. You know, both of the house, mm-hmm. the apartments of Friends would move in into one apartment. That basically would be it.
Yeah. And New York is expected to become like the most expensive city in 2023.
Oh, forget that. I'm going to move out of this rat hole. No, literally because there's rats roaming the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, forget New York. I'm literally planning to move somewhere else, like Florida or something.
Then again, Ron DeSantis is
not for
governor
long.
Of Florida.
Yeah, not for long. Can't they like vote him out of office, technically?
Not sure, but
should be able to. Power of the people.
It's all due to redistricting and gerrymandering.
Mm.
So if you won like the district that he's in, you're basically set for life.
Yeah. I'm literally thinking to myself though, like, mostly he's going after people who are under the age of 20 or so, and I'm almost going to be 25. I'm so old, right? I know, guys. I'm so old.
I'm going to be 23 in a week.
Happy almost birthday.
Yeah.
I, like, have nothing else to say. Right. The government is just annoying. Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the U.S. is a shite show. A really bad side show run by clowns and not ringmasters where you need them. You just need to put a circus tent over the continent of North America, basically. Well, actually, no. Just the U.S. At this point, you should just cover the U.S. with a giant circus tent, because that's basically what it is here.
Or, you know, since... You want to protect the life of the child. Why not create gun restrictions?
Literally, what is wrong with you to the point where you're not doing something about the guns, the mass shootings? Do you know how many high schools, including Sandy Hook, over the last 10 years have been f-ing shot up by psychopaths? Seriously, you have people who would have graduated like 5 years prior to that and were like, this place, it literally f-ing scarred me for life. Like, and they would want to shoot it up mm-hmm. afterwards. Meanwhile, those new kids that are there did nothing to you. Like, seriously, what is wrong with deranged people? I say that because it's just like, what causes you to do this? Like, you should stop worrying about trans people. Stop worrying about the LGBT rights and how you want to suppress them. And
or how them the teachers, humans. Or how the teachers are spreading the gay agenda, air quotes.
And just go and restrict gun laws because we're tired of this. Speaking of which, donate to Everytown while we're thinking, mm-hmm. while we're on the subject. It's a new organization set to actually tell them, make them listen. Donate to Everytown. It's run by the people who run the Impact. Instagram site. We respect Everytown on this podcast and all parts mm-hmm. of the Rocky Hollows brands.
Yeah.
Other than that, I think we're almost out of time for this segment.
So I'm going to wait 5 seconds before I say the next part.
See you in the next part.
We will be right back after these quick messages.
We will be right back after a word from our sponsor.
So I guess this is the part of the show where I discuss recent wrestling news, right?
Yep.
All right, this is the part where you go run off to get do a bathroom break, get snacks, etc., go smoke. Recently, as of this recording, which is the February the 7th, 2023, we just passed the 2023 Royal Rumble, which is the number one favorite pay-per-view of me, Rocky Hollows. I do have some statistics. The new, according to Wrestling News, I'm going to take a second to look this up because I do know some records were held. Now, for the Women's Royal Rumble match, which is really the only one I care about. Sorry, men. We had a few surprise entrants from NXT who are called up, including, but not limited to, the current NXT Women's Champion. The current NXT Women's Champion, Roxanne Perez, which is really cool, except she didn't enter with the title, as well as Zoe Stark, former MMA background. And every single person who watches NXT definitely wanted one woman to enter, and she did. The number one underdog, Indy Hartwell, who entered at 26, I believe. Yeah. Longest time women's Royal Rumble. Yeah, so we're looking up, currently looking up the statistics of this match. The longest cumulative time for the women's Royal Rumble matches itself, all time, all together with six of them now, is Charlotte Flair at 2 hours, 21 minutes, and 28 seconds, and that's like 4 out of 6 of the women's Royal Rumble matches. Second, we have Rhea Ripley, a total of 2 hours, 19 minutes, and 8 seconds, and she's been in, she's also, I think, been in 4 Royal Rumble matches. And then third, we have Natalia, 2 hours, 17 minutes, and 43 seconds. And she's been in all, I believe she has been in all 6 of the Women's Royal Rumbles. Bianca Belair, who has also been in at least 3 or 4, I think. Yeah, 3 Women's Rumble matches. And then number 5, the first person to be in all 5 Royal Rumble matches is Liv Morgan at 1 hour, 51 minutes, and 11 seconds. Currently speaking, as of this recording, the previous person who has the shortest time in a Women's Royal Rumble match was Liv Morgan at 8 seconds. But as of now, it is currently Chelsea Green who has beaten Liv Morgan for the shortest time at only 5 seconds, instantly thrown out, which is kind of funny, actually. At this point in time, the person with the most entries in a Royal match in general, I believe, is Kane, the Big Red Machine, Kane. The surprise entries for the Men's Royal Rumble include Logan Paul. Ew, I hate that guy. Nobody likes him. We all booed him. And also a surprise from Booker T. Yes. But also a surprise and short-lived return of, can you dig it, sucker? Booker T, WWE Hall of, 2-time, I believe, Hall of Famer. I believe now the longest time record in a Women's Royal Rumble match is, for a single one, is held by Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley, both entering in entries number 1 and number 2 spots. I'm trying to get down to this. I was wrong, actually. It's actually 4 seconds that Chelsea Green lasted, which is kind of weak. Then she returned to Raw the following week. As of now, the number one most appearances and in all the Royal Rumble matches combined are held by four women's competitors, Dana Brooke, Tamina, Natalia, but the first one to break that record, Liv Morgan. Boo-doo, boop. Yep. The third and second, yes. The first woman to win the match as the first entrant ever also is Rhea Ripley, which is actually cool. But also the most total cumulative eliminations in history is also at 20, and those both records are set by Rhea Ripley. Now, the longest time spent in a woman's WWE Royal Rumble match, previously held by Sasha Banks in the first year, 2018, at 54 minutes and 46 seconds, broken in 2019 by Natalia in 56 minutes and 1 second, which was defeated 2 years later in 2021 by Bianca Belair, lasting 56 minutes and 52 seconds. Now that record is tied, broken in 2023 by both Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan, who entered at number one and number two. The following week, oh yeah, by the way, they rehired Nia Jax, I believe, or maybe it was a one-time appearance, but Nia Jax entered. The entrance was botched because her theme music hit before the countdown could even officially start. Sorry, my parents are coming home, and I'm just like, I'm closing that door. But yeah, another surprise entry was Michelle McCool, WWE legend Michelle McCool, who was the last woman to hold the Divas title back in 08, I believe, or 09, before they... Wait, no, sorry, the first person to hold the Divas title, I believe in like either 08, 09, or 07. And she was the first woman to, or any entrant ever, to enter as a member in the audience, the WWE Universe, climb over the barricade while making a pose, and jump basically over the announce desk and entered the fray. She originally was in attendance, but surprise, she's in the Rumble. She probably said, F it, hold my beer, kids, because her kids were also in the audience. But yeah, some other returns, notable returns were Shotzi Blackheart, Natalia, who was returning from an injury, Asuka, who's now in her element as one of her old characters in her indie circuit days, Kana, the legend of the scary clown, Piper Niven, who recently finally came back, not as Dewdrop, but as herself, the Viper, Piper Niven, Tamina, who actually was returning because she was out of some sort of injury, yes, we all know Nia Jax was there. Say what she wants, like, some people love her, some people hate her. I don't like her because she has had a serious history of injuring many female superstars. Yeah, as of this recording as well, NXT Vengeance Day was last week. And one thing I know is that we have new WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. And that is basically the ones who weren't probably supposed to win. And that would be Kayden Carter and Casey Catanzaro, who is now known as Katana Chance. And there was also a WWE NXT Women's Championship match between Roxanne Perez as well as Toxic Attraction. So I'm not entirely sure who won this one. But I do know she was against two... both members of Toxic Attraction. But yeah, I'm not entirely sure who won this one. So I'm looking it up right now. Like, I'm kind of looking it up. And of course, Google has the most irrelevant results. Thanks a lot, Google. But yes, Vengeance Day is obviously a play on Valentine's Day. You know, everybody could figure that out. I'm looking up the results as we speak via WWE.com. But yes, so Fallon Henley and Kiana James. No, God, stupid offers. Yeah, so Katana Chance and Kayden Carter lost their tag team championship titles to Kiana James and Fallon Henley. And as for the WWE Women's Championship, Roxanne Perez defeats Gigi Dolin and JC Jane, aka Toxic Attraction, and retains her championship. Now, as for Raw this week, Monday Night Raw, there was a steel cage match between Becky Lynch and Damage Control, representing Damage Control, Bayley, with Io Sky and Dakota Kai. Yeah, they debuted on the main roster during our hiatus. We were very excited during all of that. And out of the blue, WWE Hall of Famer Lita somehow returns, for some whatever reason, returns to Monday Night Raw and assists Becky Lynch. Nobody saw this coming. But, yeah. So, I'm seeing Monday Night Raw next week. We'll wait to see what happens tonight on NXT as we speak. And we'll wait to see what happens on SmackDown. But I guarantee you one thing. Elimination Chamber coming up is going to be really epic. Fingers crossed. And the current people who are qualified to be in the Women's Elimination Chamber, are Liv Morgan, Asuka, Raquel Rodriguez, and I forgot, there was a fourth part. I think there was a third. No, there was three people, sorry. Yeah, so it's going, representing Raw, it's going to be Asuka, Nikki Cross, and the returning Carmella, who has just returned as well, after suffering a miscarriage, I believe. It was horrible, honestly. There was a lot going on, having Carmella out of action. And representing SmackDown, it's going to be Liv Morgan, Natalya, and Raquel Rodriguez. So the first three entrants for the Chamber match were actually the three finalists, not counting Rhea Ripley, who won from the Royal Rumble, and that would be Liv Morgan, Asuka, and Raquel Rodriguez, having been in the final four of the Royal Rumble. They had qualifying matches on SmackDown and Raw this past 2 weeks. Natalya qualifying in a fatal four-way against three other superstars, including Shotzi, who also returned from being injured from Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler. And then you have Carmella, who returned after months against Piper Niven, and I forgot who else was in it, probably Tamina, who was, I don't know, I could be wrong. I don't know how Nikki Cross qualified. Like, I have no idea what the story is. Oh yeah, no, she... Wait, now I remember. Okay, so Carmella defeated Piper Niven, Mia Yim, aka Meechan, and Candice LeRae to qualify for this match just last night on Monday Night Raw in the 6th of February edition. Now, there is going to be a tag team match next week in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center, and I have tickets for this with my boyfriend Jesse. I think it's a tag team thing. Oh, wait, yeah, I'm looking at the match card now. So next week on Monday Night Raw, it's going to be a six-woman tag team match. The Raw Superstars versus the SmackDown Superstars. And I'm going to see this live, so that's cool. And it's going to be Nikki Cross, Asuka, and Carmella versus Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, and Natalya. So that's what we got next week. I think that's all the wrestling news I have for now. Elimination Chamber is coming up, I believe, at the end of the month. The Royal Rumble rocked. Vengeance Day was great. I guess we'll wait to see what happens next. And now I believe Liam, my good friend and co-host Liam Noon, is coming back right now from his snack/bathroom/whatever-it-is break. And I have no idea what we're talking about next. And that's your wrestling news update, your botched wrestling news update with Rocky Hollows, part of the Hollows at Noon, right here on the Hollows at Noon.
I don't have that much to talk about left.
Yeah, I do have news though. That not wrestling news, but other news. In other unrelated news to wrestling or politics or whatever the heck we talk about else, I, Rocky Hollows, am proud to announce that I have two shows on two radio stations in New Zealand that stream internationally. So no matter where you are, you can stream the show. And you just blew up a vanilla Coke. You know. God, didn't just fully blast. So if you were to listen around Park Place Sounds, which is a New Zealand radio station, shout out to them one time. On Cover FM, I have a show called The Kickstart, the Kickstart 2.0, which I originally pioneered as part of a college radio experiment on 90.3 WHPC FM. But we moved it to mixcloud.com/Rocky Hollows and was picked up by Cover FM, part of Park Place Sounds in New Zealand. We stream weekdays at 5 a.m. on New Zealand, but in the U.S. Eastern Standard Time, it would be 11 a.m. I believe it's weekdays. Meanwhile, on Logic, which is the brand new radio station in New Zealand from Park Place Sounds, I have a new show as well called The Basement, which is all about EDM, dubstep, etc., dance music, house, club, and it airs every weekday in New Zealand at 11 from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. New Zealand's time, and in U.S. New York Eastern Standard Time, it'll be from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. for those of you playing the home game. The Kickstarter I've decided to make mostly just rap, hip-hop, R&B, Caribbean, dancehall, etc. And keep the dancey type stuff to basements. I'm Rocky Hollows, and both shows are a production of the Rocky Hollows brands. Yeah. The Basement is owned by Park Place Sounds and Logic, but is still co-produced by the Rocky Hollows brands. So don't steal any of my stuff, or I'll break your face. That's right, Rocky Hollows brands, because we go here now.
Yeah.
All right, back to Liam.
That
is all for my announcements. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
We got.
You have award show stuff to talk about.
Award show stuff to talk about. A whole bunch of things.
Correction, you have award show stuff. I don't partake in the Oscars after keep my wife's name. Out your bleeping mouth. All I can say is that Harry Styles, nah, Beyonce was robbed. Bye. That's all I gotta say.
So, there's this film on Twitter that everybody's talking about. I haven't seen it. It's called Decision to Leave. And it got snubbed by the Oscars. It didn't get nominated. Since I haven't seen it, but I don't know how to talk about it. It seems like everybody loves it.
Who loves to hate it? You never know.
No, everybody loves it. It's supposedly really good.
Supposedly. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. I just babbled on about wrestling.
I've seen over like 300 films last year, mostly older films, but whenever I went to the theaters, I had a fun time. I saw Spider-Man No Way Home for my birthday in theaters. I saw Top Gun Maverick with my dad, my mom, and my brother on National Cinema Day here in the United States, where the tickets were like $3 just for the day. Mm-hmm. So even though I had work that day and I just came off a 10-hour shift at Amazon.
Jesus.
We all decided to go see it in theaters.
How are you alive after 10 hours? What are they doing to you?
I don't know. But it was a fun movie. What else happened? Oh, the Grammys happened. Kim Petras was the first transgender woman to ever win a Grammy with Sam Smith, who also became the first non-binary person to win a Grammy. It's not their first Grammy. But since they came out in 2019, it's the first time that a non-binary person came out. You won? What else? I joined the Apple Partnership Program. So this show, when this show comes out, I'll probably have like a link to an Apple related product or something from Apple TV Plus, which is
related to Apple.
We're on Apple TV Plus now?
No.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention for a second.
I'll probably like promote something on Apple TV Plus in the description.
I hope we get to promote the Peanuts stuff, the Snoopy show. Snoopy
in space. What else? Oh, my YouTube channel got over 100,000 views. It got over 4,000 hours of watch time, which is great. I just need 1,000 subscribers, so please like, share, and subscribe.
Meanwhile, I need over 400,000 views on the Rocky Hollows YouTube channel, so please view my videos. I really need it. I'm broke. I want money. I need money. Help brother out.
I don't know. I mean,
it sounds like a Where Are They Now special.
My previous four videos are doing extremely well. So maybe this, whenever this airs on YouTube, can expand that trend.
Help a brother out.
That's so long. But yeah, it's a pretty crazy hiatus for us.
Yeah. Also, in that same time, I had blonde hair and didn't have blonde hair, and now I have red highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Life is great. Plus, like I mentioned earlier in the broadcasts, my boyfriend Jesse H, aka Roby, which he calls himself on social media for some reason, I think it's cute. He also just participated in a youth orchestra program at Carnegie Hall. He had his own solo, and he sounded amazing. And I may have illegally intercepted and recorded the whole set. I'm just kidding. It's not legal if it's audio. It's video. If it's a video, it's a problem. No one said anything. Besides, they can't do anything after the fact.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah. It's not like they don't hear me. Oh, well.
What else? We went to Six Flags together.
Oh, yes. We rode King the Ka. And also, he broke his foot.
I broke my foot after we went to Six Flags.
Yeah, you were like limping.
I had a blister on my foot, though.
That's what I meant. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also like rode almost every single roller coaster. I think we missed one or two.
Yeah, I think you wanted to go on Nitro like a second time.
Maybe it was the third. It was the second time.
Yeah.
Nitro wound up being my absolute number one favorite roller coaster in the park. I also really loved riding Medusa, formerly known as Bizarro, formerly also known as Medusa again. We rode the second ever single rail roller coaster known as the Jersey Devil coaster. Batman the Ride, which we really liked.
Mm-hmm.
My brother actually came with us, and we rode the Green Lantern Ride, which looked like a slightly altered mirror track of Riddler's Revenge from Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it got such a bad rap. That was actually kind of fun, despite my seat almost like becoming loose. It was still fun. It's
the rattle.
Yeah. I've
ridden it once before, and I wouldn't do it again.
There was that weird sideshow with the paint.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, we could turn this into really explicit lyrics.
Yeah. And they had like the weirdest lyrics.
Which sounded like it could be interpreted very sexually.
It sounded like, yo, my name is Jack, and I'm here to say something like that.
Something about paint.
Yeah.
It was like one rap song, and then they just did art, and I'm just like, okay, I'm done. Guys, street performers walks away.
Mm-hmm.
Street performers are awesome at theme parks, but I think this was a little bit, actually, it wasn't that bad. I kept texting my friends on Snapchat explicit versions of the lyrics while it was happening. I remember, yeah, that was funny. We also rode Superman Ultimate Flight, I think it was called.
Yeah.
That was fun. Where we heard a Miranda Cosgrove song on the P line. We also rode El Toro. That was probably my least favorite because of the first drop. Like, it's fun. Unless you have back problems. Like, my head felt like I was weirdly jolted and tossed around. To me, like, I didn't like that, but other people might, so don't hate on it just because I do. I'm trying to think what else we did. Oh, yeah, we started with the Harley Quinn Fun Train just as a start. Now that I've been there, I'm just like, okay, I think I can do more.
Yeah.
Then we rode that Joker ride, which is interesting.
Joker coaster.
Joker coaster,
40
yes.
Spin coaster.
And I remember we kept getting lost and on the path and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was fun. I still have the souvenir cup from that day.
I told my brother about our trip to Six Flags, and he's like, "Oh, you are so lucky you got to go on King of Ka."
Like, I was terrified.
He went to Six Flags on a field trip with the rest of his class. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to go on it. But at the end of the day, he didn't really have the time.
Boo. But in my senior year at high school, we went to Dorney Park, actually. And I only got to ride three rides before all the queue lines became horrendous. I rode Possessed first, which was a terrible one to start with, followed by now-defunct Stinger roller coaster, which is like a inverted boomerang coaster, which is a good thing because they took it out of the park, so I'm actually really glad I got to ride it when I did, followed by Steel Force, which is a hypercoaster. I was going to Hydra, the Revenge, and the line was horrendous. I was going to Talon, the inverted roller coaster, and the line was also really bad. I also got to ride the Drop Tower, Launch Freefall Drop Tower, and whatever it's called, and the Splash ride, the Splash Flume ride thing. That was fun. Speaking of which, at the time of this recording, RIP Splash Mountain Disney Parks. Yeah, RIP, but then again, I had to give up the times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the movie that was based off as racist or something.
Yeah, it was.
What was it called?
Song of the South.
Song of the South. See, that was it. Yeah. Very racist. Highly racist. From what I heard.
Yeah, it has a black man singing about how great the plantations were.
Not historically correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
did they pull it off Disney Plus as well?
It's never been on Disney Plus.
Good. Let's keep it that way.
It's been locked in the Disney vault, and it's never coming out.
No kidding. I mean, in a more politically correct world, I don't think it would. I mean, I'd expect it to be like a Disney war. If they was on Disney Plus, they'd have like a warning that says like, by the way, this movie was from a different time. We are telling all stories nowadays. Yeah. I'm just like, and you're still playing this. Bye. Girl, bye. Girl, But after we were done at Six Flags, we went to Wawa.
Yeah.
By the way, if anyone in charge of Wawa is listening to this, we will happily ditch all 7-Eleven stores in a heartbeat if you open a Wawa on Long Island, New York. Please, for the love of God, we want a Wawa. For the love of God, we need Wawa here.
Just one Wawa in tribes.
Maybe 3. Maybe 3. Yeah, definitely want a Nassau County. We desperately will need Wawa, and we will happily ditch 7-Eleven and Quick Check if you open here. Mm-hmm. Trust me. Trust me on this. We all adore Wawa, and we need them here. So if anyone in charge of Wawa locations, forget Ohio, and forget Kentucky. New York needs you.
Yeah.
Same goes for Cheddar Scratch Kitchen and other restaurant chains. We really need some to come in.
Or In-N-Out.
Nah, In-N-Out is expanded. I'm never going to reach here. If I do, they do, I owe you a dollar now.
They just opened like a couple locations in Texas.
Wow. By the way, we have a minute left in this section.
Yep.
Is this it, basically? Or is there more that we're forgetting?
Let's see.
I The political stuff, the wrestling stuff, some pop culture.
Let me talk about how I broke my ankle. I basically broke my foot.
We got 30 seconds before this part portion ends.
Quick story. Pay more attention to where you're walking.
Basically.
I tripped on like a concrete stopper, tore the tissue in my ankle, broke a small bone in my foot. Lucky I didn't have to get surgery.
Good way to end it.
Peace.
We will be right back after a word from our sponsor. Thank you.